You may not be able to do it now, but it is of such a nature that it is open to verification or falsification. So, for instance, there's organic life on Mars. We don't know that yet. But the nature of the statement is such that in a few years' time, when we can send life robots up there, or people up there, and excavate the whole thing to a depth of 2 or 3 meters, we can prove or demonstrate, incontrovertibly, as far as give or take, that there is, or hasn't been organic life. This is the nature of the statement. The moon is made of cheese. That's a falsified one. That ultrafrontal is purple. That's an interesting one. Because if you just take this, for instance, I don't know who's colorblind. So I'm telling you that's purple, and I'm almost guaranteeing that most of you, if not all of you, accept that that's purple. But it's not merely subjective. It's not merely that you see it as purple or don't see it as purple, because I can say, well, we'll take you out of the equation. We can bounce white light off there and measure the wavelength of light coming back, and we can define that numerically as purple. Okay, it's objective. All sorted. No, it's not. We can give a figure to it, and you can agree to call it purple. I have absolutely no idea what you are seeing, and you have absolutely no idea what I'm seeing. I'm labeling it the same way you're labeling. No idea what each other sees. So we've got tautological statements, we've got synthetic statements, and here's the interesting one. Said Alfred J. Ayer, in Language, Truth, and Logic, we've got metaphysical statements, non-physical statements. Here's some. God loves you. Each of us needs to find the meaning of life. Hitler was evil. Freddie Ayer claimed that the first two types of statements, the tautological ones and the synthetic ones, are the only statements which have any validity or meaning. All other statements, because they're not open to the senses, are nonsense. Or nonsense. Nonsense. And since the definition of a sentence includes the notion that a collection of words which make up that sentence must make sense, pressed to its logical conclusion, remember he calls this logical positivism, by definition you cannot have a sentence with the word God in it. Yes, you can speak of D-O-G, but not G-O-D. He gets rid of God in one definition, defining him out of existence. Now, I hope, if you've got your thinking caps on, if you've got the little grey cells going, as Mr. Poirot would say,